Bill Hoppe, just moments ago, we were formally introduced to Jason Botterill as the Buffalo Sabres' new general manager. Your first impressions?
Well, he's a very sharp guy. And realistically, if you look around the NHL, if you ranked young executives who hadn't been a GM yet, he might be number one on that list. And there's a lot of impressive young executives in the NHL. So I think the Sabres made a terrific hire. He has a great pedigree from Pittsburgh. He's won a couple cups. He could still win another one here in a couple weeks. He'd get his third ring. And I think it proves the Sabres are being a little bit more progressive. And when you have a new hire at a key position like that, usually they're the total opposite of what the last guy was. And to me, Jason Botterill is the total opposite of Tim Murray. He's an executive. He's come up as an executive. He played in the NHL. And Tim Murray was a scout to his core. So there's a big, big difference there. Jason Botterill's specialty is the salary cap. So I think the Sabres are going in a totally different direction here.
Botterill's coming from an organization that has a good track record of winning, and the management team is made up of some individuals who, as players, were champions in their own rights. They've got a winning culture, a winning swagger, if you will. Tell me about what that could mean for changing the culture in the Buffalo locker room.
I think it could mean a lot. I mean, Jason Botterill spent 10 years working under Mario Lemieux, and that means something. Mario Lemieux is one of the two or three greatest hockey players of all time. And then he worked with Ray Shearer, who's very respected around the league. He worked with Jim Rutherford, Pittsburgh's GM, who won a cup before he came to Pittsburgh and won another one last year. And then Mark Recchi and Bill Guerin, who won cups, they were part of that management team. So he comes from a terrific class of front office members. I think if you're around those guys on a daily basis for years and years, that's gonna change who you are. And I think if you're around those guys for years, that can only be a positive.
Botterill asserted during the news conference that he'll be the one that has a say in the selection of candidates for a head coach. The Pegulas, of course, will get involved once they are down to their finalists and make a decision for the head coach. But tell me about that assertion. He's making clear, I am putting this team and this hockey department together.
Yes, and there's no greater stamp a general manager can put on a team than hiring a coach. And this is a decision that's going to shape the Sabres for years and years to come. And he might not ever get another one if he screws it up. So it's going to be about at least probably 3 weeks, a month here for the process. He said he wants to have one for the draft. That's about 6 weeks away, 5 weeks away. And he mentioned what he wants in a candidate. He wants him to be a good teacher, a good communicator. But he didn't get into specifics as far as a younger guy, an established guy. So that leaves a lot of qualified candidates out there. And there's a bunch of names you're going to be hearing in the next couple of weeks here. And I think you're going to hear Rick Tocchet's name, an assistant in Pittsburgh, who he just spent a few years with. You're going to hear Phil Housley's name, the Hall of Fame defenseman, who's an assistant in Nashville. There's a few other guys. Maybe Kevin Dineen, who used to coach the Sabres prospects in Portland, Chicago assistant, maybe his name pops up. He certainly deserves another chance, in my opinion. So it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I don't think any of us right now have a real feel for who he wants.
There's also a couple more challenges and not much time. Botterill has to decide which players to expose as the Vegas Golden Knights pick their players as they enter the National Hockey League. And then, of course, there's the player draft coming up at the end of June. The Sabres know where they pick, but there's not an awful lot of time to make sure they're making the right decisions. Does he have enough time?
Well, he's going to have to make time, and his plate is totally loaded. I don't know if it could be any heavier right now for him. You throw in the coach search, free agency, everything's new to him. Some of Tim Murray's key guys, the scouting directors, are gone. And throw in the Sabres, they're a cap team. They're pretty much right up against it, and there's going to be some difficult decisions to make. The Sabres might be buying out some players here in the next month. They could lose a key player in the expansion draft, like a Linus Allmark or a Johan Larsson. They have the 8th overall pick. So for the next 2 months here, 6 weeks, Jason Botterill is going to be sleeping here.